Support for KPLU comes from Central Co-op, celebrating 2012 as the UN's Worldwide Year of Cooperatives. Central Co-op offers fresh, local, organic, and sustainable foods and goods. Details at centralcoop.coop, feeding the community since 1978.
Kevin Kniestad gave me a great idea for a topic for Food for Thought, Nance.
What did he want to know?
He wanted to know what would be good stuff to make in advance that you can then portion out and put in the freezer so that when you're rushed for time and you don't really want to do any cooking, you can grab it right out of the freezer and throw it in the microwave or whatever and have a fast, ready-made dinner.
Well, you know, the one thing that I always want to make a ton of and I never make enough is that Sri Lankan beef curry that I make. It's because it takes a long time to make it. You know, it takes a lot of steps, and it's so delicious. And it really, I swear to God, it just tastes better after it's been refrigerated and frozen, and it keeps for a real long time. So that's one of those things I always like to make a double batch, or I probably should make a triple batch.
Well, what do you do when you're batching it out? Do you just put it in Ziplocs or whatever?
I just use those plastic containers that you can buy, you know, a whole box of them. I always keep a bunch of those around with the lid.
I ought to get some of those. I haven't. Usually I'm just using Ziploc bags for most things.
I have one of those frozen food savers that are supposed to be so fabulous. When my dad passed away 5 years ago, I got his. I've never used it. I know they come in handy because all my friends who freeze stuff often give me things. That, to me, that's the best, when other people give me things to put in my freezer.
Is that, you mean the vacuum kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those a few years ago, and I don't know what it is, but it doesn't seem to be vacuuming as much as it used to. So I've either got to either clean the thing out or get a new one.
So what else do you like to freeze?
Well, you know, it's anything that I'm going to be making a lot of, if I'm going to make any of it at all. And the last thing I did like that was I made a whole bunch of wontons, because I felt like having wonton soup. But I, you know, I'm not going to make just like four wontons. So I made a whole bunch of them and then used the ones, saved the ones that I was going to have that day, and then arranged the rest of them on a sheet of parchment paper on a cookie sheet, threw it in the freezer, and when they were nice and frozen, bagged them up in Ziploc bags. And now I've got a whole bunch of wontons in the freezer. I can take them out, and you can boil them frozen. You know, it just takes a little bit longer. And I can have wontons either for soup or just plain wontons with some, you know, some sauces on the side for a quick dinner. I think that's a good speedy one.
That sounds a lot like something I'd like to eat. I do fruit. You know, if you stone fruit in particular, if you get plums or peaches or apricots that are in season, cut them in half, put them on a baking tray and freeze them, and then take them off and bag them up. And that way you could do pies later and have your really delicious fresh fruit for, you know, down the road in the season when there isn't such delicious ripe fresh fruit around.
I guess that would be fine if you wanted fruit. And I guess in the interest of full disclosure, I should reveal that for about the first 12 years or so that I lived with my wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote, I didn't like to use the freezer at all because she was keeping a frozen rattlesnake in there. No, don't even ask. Well, let us know the kind of stuff you like to make in advance and then freeze for a food emergency. Go to kplu.org, click on Food for Thought, and while you're there, you can take a look at the recipe for that Sri Lankan beef curry that Nancy mentioned. I'll have that whole recipe posted right on the Food for Thought page. You can give that one a try. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stone Cold Stein.